Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lake. And how may I help you today?
I want to dispute a charge, man.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I need y'all to put my money back on my card that was taken off without my authorization.
Is this something that you signed up for?
I didn't sign up for nothing. I was looking at some stuff. It had nothing to do with no Planned Parenthood Health. It was something about, it was a dollar for something that was like a Walmart or something. It had nothing to do with, I've never heard of Planet Fit or Health or anything like that. And All of a sudden, I have $49 taken off my card. I want my money back. I don't care.
All right, let me get it pulled up for here first, and we can go from there. What's your zip code?
75238.
All right, your first and last name?
Ron Hendricks.
All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
1150 LBJ Freeway, number 4108, Dallas, Texas, 75238.
All right. So I have an account pulled up here. I do see here you did take a survey to a contest entry. So it looks like here were you trying to sign, was this for a TV?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And it said it was a survey. Now, if I did the survey, I could get the TV for $1 and pay the shipping. How did Planet Fit get $50 out of my account?
All right, yeah, so basically what happened, you're right. You do take the survey. It does tell you that you have a chance to win the TV. The reason why they took the $49 is once you put your information in, you have to read the terms. It lets you know that you're automatically enrolled in a meal planning app subscription, and it's $49.89 a month. So that means if you don't want to pay that, then you don't sign up to win a TV, because in order for you to be eligible, they automatically enroll you in to pay that $49.89.
Ma'am, this is what the ad said. The ad said if I take the survey and complete the survey, the TV will be $1. And all I had to do was pay shipping. That's what it said. So when it got to the point to where I could not pay for the shipping and it started saying something about something else, I stopped. I was ready to pay the dollar and pay for the shipping of the television. And when it said that, I stopped. As a matter of fact, I backed out and cleared all my information back off. I don't know how you guys end up with my information, but I've already canceled that card. And got a new card. I just want to get my money. I did not sign up for no Planet Fitter. I've never even heard of it. I didn't see anything about a meal processing program. None of that. Would you please just refund my money? That's all I'm asking.
Like I said, whenever you sign up, that's what you're authorizing. I mean, we can cancel out the subscription part for you, but not the
can
charge.
You refund my money, please.
No, sir. That's what you
well,
authorize
to,
when you
I
put your card in.
I need to speak to someone who can.
I do apologize for that. There's no one available at the moment.
Well, you need to let me speak to somebody. Somebody.
You
somebody.
Can give us a call back in an hour if you would like to speak with someone.
If I call back in an hour, what's your name? Let me get your name.
My name is Laken. It's L-A-K-E-N.
Laken, and what's your last name?
Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
I'm going to call back in an hour, and if they tell me that there's no one there available in an hour, I'm going to give them your name.
That's fine.
This makes no sense. Why y'all putting up this stuff about a TV? And paying a
we don't put that up, sir. We're just feeling we don't handle that.
Okay, so how'd you get my money if y'all had nothing to do with it?
I said we don't put the information on as far as the ads. We just help you when you're calling. I'm not sure why what's presented to you like that.
You just help us when we call in.
That is correct, yes.
So you don't work for Planet Fitter?
No, this is for a meal planning app subscription.
A who?
Meal planning app subscription. Where you said something about Planet Fitness? What is that?
No, Planet Fitter. That's what it says that took my money.
Oh, that's just probably the name it's showing. Yeah, that's probably a different something else they have.
So all this stuff is, so you don't even know what Planet Fitter Health is, and you're taking calls for these people. and they're taking our money.
That's
so
just
a
that's
scam.
Just a different
all
third purchase name. Yeah, that's not what it's
yeah,
actually
that's,
billing
why,
for.
Why would you have that if you have to represent this company on the phone? Because it's a scam. That's why. It's not your fault. I'm sure you work for some other little company that just takes customer service contracts or whatever. You just do the calls for these people or whatever. But this is a scam. This is totally a scam. I signed up for a TV and ended up paying $50 a month for a bland meal app I've never even heard of. And then I call you and tell you what's going on. You look up my address and stuff, and you don't even know what Planned Fitter Health is. That's what they said billed me. That's what shows up on my statement.
Yeah, that's just a third-party merchant name.
That's what I'm saying. Why is there a third party, and you're taking a call for a third party you never heard of?
Because we are a third party.
You're a third-party customer service company, right?
Correct, yeah. So it means it goes
right,
to different companies. So that means that's why it shows up under different names, because it's through different companies.
Anyway, I never signed up for a meal app or a meal planning app, none of that. Like I told you, I signed up for a television. I did a survey so that I could pay a dollar for a TV that was showing up on a Walmart app. So I shop frequently on the Walmart app. I shop frequently on Amazon. So I figured this was some type of little reward or something, you know, for how much money I spend. And then I did that for the TV for a dollar, did the complete a survey for Walmart to do this for. And all of a sudden, I'm signed up for a meal planning app. I plan my meals myself pretty well, man. I don't need that. And I damn sure need to be charged $50 a month to do it without me knowing. I need you to cancel that subscription, and I need a number so I can call and get some
money. This is the same number. Just call back the same number. Just call the same number back.
Time is going to give me my money back. If y'all don't, they're going to take it from you. Plain
and simple. That's fine.
And see, this doesn't make any sense for y'all not to be able to give the money back.
I'm sorry. That's just the rules.
What you mean that's the rules?
Because when you sign up for this, that's what you're signing up for. That's what you're authorizing.
First of
is
all,
that
man,
charge?
I was on a computer, and I didn't sign anything. And like I said, I authorized a payment for $1 and whatever the shipping was going to be for a television. That's what I signed up to do. That's the only reason I put my credit card information in there is to pay a dollar for that TV and pay for the shipping cost. I know nothing about a meal planning, anything for no $50. That is so fucked up, man. That is so fucked up. Why you just say we got a meal plan, you know, a meal planning app here, and we'll plan your meals out, and it's gonna cost you $50 a month, and maybe make a decision on that. How about that? Instead of tricking people, you know what I'm saying, telling you you're gonna get my TV for a dollar. That is so fucked up, man. I'm calling back in an hour. I better get my money.
All right, I did put that on the account.